Zeit.
Right, can we talk about the fact that Terence has finished a cup of coffee and fucked a whole mug into the bin? A whole mug, and said, bollocks, that's a real cup.
Yeah, I don't know what I did that for, boys. Didn't mean it. Oh, and you gave me a dodgy look when I did it as well. Well, obviously, I fucked the whole mug in the bin.
The noise of it.
I wasn't even looking at you.
Why not?
I just heard the ding.
Yeah, ding. A whole mug fucked in the... I don't know what it was, boys. I think I'm just used to having a coffee and a takeaway cup. Do you get me? And I finished it. I don't know, boys. I don't know what I do, BS sometimes. But it was an accident anyways. I wasn't trying to blade and damage property or anything. Just before HR comes in or something.
You have a bad track record, though. You can't say stuff like, I wasn't trying to do that. And you have numerous, numerous amounts of clips of you saying, I'll smash this up and I'll smash that up. Am I right?
Yeah.
Doesn't bode well for you, bro. If you're in court now, you're better off just pleading guilty.
Yeah.
To save everyone the hassle.
Yeah. What's the crack, boys? Kelly won gold.
Yup.
Girl up.
There was 10,000 people there, didn't I?
Have a question for you, boys.
No, I wasn't, but there was a lot.
Is Kelly the greatest Irish athlete of all time now? Or is she up there? A boxer?
Up there, yeah. I think she deserves a statue. Genuinely. There is some sort of recognition that in 50 years' time, whether it be a street, whether it be a statue, or some sort of monument, genuinely, because it is unbelievable.
What did we talk about in this week's bonus episode? I had something I wanted to say, I think.
About last week's episode?
Yeah.
If you could be any animal, or talk to any animal, what would it be?
Can we give you your props in this bonus episode, by the way?
Go ahead.
Because you take full responsibility of the names of the episodes.
I do.
And the previous week was QC and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
After I got licked like a stamp.
You did.
And then this week's one was...
Undercover Geek and a...
Anyways, boys, what's the crack with yours?
Any questions?
Yeah, loads.
Somebody said Hezbollah is sending pigeons into Israel. Oh, serious.
Do you know...
So, I'm going to find the fire.
Do you know pigeons were a big... They had a big part to play in World War II for delivering messages.
Yeah, these are...
Now, I don't mean from Duns a little. I mean actual... War commands, like strategic battle plans, carrier pigeons.
Yeah, there was dogs in World War II that they just strapped bombs to, but the dogs were trained to, if they saw a tank, they'd be trained, there'd be food underneath the bottom of the tank.
So
they'd put a bomb on them and bring them out to the battlefield and there's a tank.
Yeah.
So here's the...
Same with dolphins. Dolphins are trained to spy.
Yep.
It's a picture with pigeons that are bombs and it says, Hezbollah publishes a message for the Israeli public. Not every bird flying around you is a bird.
That's, yeah. So, they're not actually pigeons. They're drones.
Yeah, they're drones.
And then I seen another one. It was in China. Like, they're special forces. The drones are actual birds that flap their wings. And they're drones. So, they just throw them. And the wings start flapping. And they're just flying around. But it's a drone. So, you just look. It looks like a bleeding, I don't know. Pigeon or whatever flying around. But it's a drone.
Mm.
Yep.
So, we're actually... The conspiracy has become reality. The boards aren't fucking real. It just went in reverse.
In a reversal.
What happened there?
Remember I told you about the cat?
Go on.
No.
Did I told you about a cat before? I can't remember the story, but they were sending cats in to spy or something like that with cameras on them. And the cats kept wandering off on their own, climbing up on the back walls and all. I was like, what did you expect? They thought they trained the cats. Yeah, that's a like real story though.
I feel like that story is a lot better with less detail. You know what I mean? Like the way you have very little detail there.
Yeah, and just leave it at that.
And I think if you had more detail, I wouldn't enjoy that story as much.
Now this was like professionally done, Alan. I don't mean like fucking Jonna from the Flats done this, Alan. Like this, I think it happened in a war or something, was it?
It was a Cold War. I think it was a Cold War thing. I vaguely remember this now as well, yeah. This, we had this conversation around the same time. They got the parrot to testify.
Yeah.
In court.
Echo.
Yeah.
Echo.
Deco, yeah.
Deco.
Echo.
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 Well, it's fuck off. Well, you're surely having the head for this. I'm going on to bed.
Any questions?
Oh, and your man put a good 30 in, didn't he? Remember I sent it to you? He said, Owen keeps calling out the ones where people are licking me like a stamp because
they're
calling me cousin.
No.
So Joe Way getting back at me.
No. I just read out what people send in.
Oh, I had a nice one last week from Paul. I won't forget that. Same as Wales because I can hold me breath.
Just you mentioning there, Hezbollah threatening Israel with pigeons. There's a whole running series of conspiracy theories about Israel using animals. So in May 2012, a bird, European bee eater, which is just a small bird, was found in Turkey. And it had an Israeli leg band, which would just be, you know, what conservationists would stick on a bird to track their migratory patterns or whatever. And this sparked off this big panic that the bird was microchipped to spy on the Turks. There were shark attacks in the sea off Egypt in 2010. And there was an Egyptian TV show where some fella came on and started alleging that the sharks were controlled by GPS from Israel.
It's a bit of a stretch now, surely.
But you'd be surprised how much they use animals in war. Yeah, they use ferrets to find mines.
Hamas have said they captured a dolphin.
Yeah.
Wearing a camera.
Yeah, but the Navy SEALs use dolphins.
Iran called it an Israeli-made robot dolphin equipped with espionage equipment, including video recording cameras. Dolphins are used by special forces.
This is nuts.
Yeah, they use animals, bro. Like, I still find them mad that you can train dogs to do all the stuff that dogs do. Yeah. Like, guide dogs. You know, dogs, when people are having seizures, dogs can detect you're about to have a seizure and know how to get you down and comfort you. Sniff our dogs. All that shit. I think that's mental, no?
Yeah.
Better get me dog to sit in peace. Do you know what I mean?
There's a whole list here. There's cows being accused of being spies.
Cows being accused of sitting down questioning it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who the fuck?
In 2013, China was using drones that looked like birds.
So imagine what they look like.
Over 10 years ago, yeah. And then since then, there was a company started working on making taxidermy birds.
Stuffed
bird. Turn them into drones.
This isn't...
A zombie. Boys, so fly bird.
The conspiracy theory is becoming a reality theory. Birds aren't real.
I called this out last week, boys. No one believed.
The talking bollocks effect.
In the 60s, the CIA...
With the cat?
An operation, yeah, with a cat at the Soviet embassy.
Yeah, that was a Cold War, yeah.
That's him,
yeah.
And he just scaled the back of one leg. They thought they were onto the money shot.
They put a microphone into the cat's ear and a radio transmitter at the base of its skull.
And the cat said...
5 years to go through the research.
And he ended up in the local restaurant. He was just listening to people having their dinner. Thinking they're the cat boys.
Yeah.
People asking for the bill.
Yeah. It was hit by a car. They spent 5 years figuring.
Fuck's sake.
Oh, and that could have been a better ending than that fucking cat, bro. Yeah.
Do you want a question?
Please.
I'll go with this one first because it's animal related. Subject line of the email.
Can sheep go up ladders?
No, close. Crow fact.
Oh, here we fuck.
I think we already had this one, but it's worth repeating. Ryan says, did you know crows hold funerals for other crows?
We've had this one, haven't we?
Yeah?
We've had this one.
They've been caught mourning, yeah.
But it's a cracker, yeah.
He says, often neighbouring crows who didn't even know the deceased crow will attend these funerals. I'd like to think that's a bit of crack, that if one crow hears the news, he'd be like, ah, bollocks, I have to show my face at that funeral next week now.
Ryan, they're not even getting on for it. They're literally just down to be nice. We show up at funerals for the bleeding soup, boys.
He's right. He's right, Owen.
Where the funeral, you know, you're like, I have to show my face, bro. Got a bit of loop, the loop.
Yeah.
You're up, Elvin. Isn't it? Because it's something in that as well, boys.
Boys, funerals are mad because you'd be ringing people and all like, what time are you going at? As if it's like a 21st.
Yeah.
What time? Right, I'll meet you there at 11 because you don't want to walk in on your own.
No, boys.
Oh, bad place to walk in your own.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to meet everyone and all. You're like, I'll meet you before we walk in.
I remember Gibby Kavanagh with the sex noise video on the back of the church, boys. I'll never forget that.
We've had this before, no? I heard about this, home. Terry went to the funeral, brought Gibby with him. Cunt got caught with the sex noise.
Down the back of the church, bro.
What are you doing on your phone?
And it echoed on all over this church. And his reaction was worse than the actual joke because everybody turned and looked at us. And then he went bright red and was like pushing people out of his way and pulling the push door and all, boys. It was horrendous.
What are you doing on your phone?
Horrendous. I was like,
pulling the push door.
But Owen, he was. I pushed the push, one or the other, but he just couldn't get it open. And it, boys.
And you just sat there in the pew just watching this unfold.
We were standing down the back of the church. I was even more slick. Oh, Jesus.
Any other questions?
the best guess scientists have on why crows have funerals is because they all gather around to go, what happened here?
And learn from it.
Yep.
We should start doing that.
Next question.
Yup.
Okay. Scott says, Fellowship of the Wheel.
Yeah.
Which was your short film. Was A1. Do you reckon you'll be doing any more acting?
We have a video that was never put out on.
There is an unreleased Talking Bollocks short film.
Why don't we release it?
We could.
I think we should do it. You've nothing to lose. And it's actually a brilliant, brilliant video. I thought it was brilliant.
I thought it was good as well, boys.
Okay, we can do it. Next question, Dara. He says, would you rather have no shower or no fridge?
No fridge. Bro, you have to blade scrub yourself, man.
Does that mean you can have a bat?
Maybe a bat or...
Wouldn't feel a bat to my jacks.
Let's say you can, Terry.
Let's say I can?
Let's say you can.
Right, so I can have a... No fridge. Obviously.
See, I don't imagine you keep a lot in your fridge anyway, do you?
He doesn't.
He eats out 6-7 days a week.
Hey.
Yesterday we had a little call. He's like, oh...
A half one in the day.
I'm meeting Katrina for breakfast.
A half one in the day.
Having breakfast with Katrina, half one in the day. Katrina O'Sullivan. And this is a regular thing with him.
And it could be at 4 in the day. He's going for breakfast. Going in one way, Eggs Benedict isn't on the menu at 4 in the day.
It has happened to me on multiple occasions, yeah. I eat, my first meal is always late, boys. Look, I haven't ate yet. Have any of you, Jose? No.
Yeah, it's half two.
So I haven't ate yet. Do you get me? So by the time I get home and eat, I'll probably be half three for my first meal of the day. Like. But this is every day. I don't know. My body's just like that. I can't eat early in the morning.
It's just accidental intermittent fasting. Yeah.
Now, there's some bad ones on. There's sometimes when I legit forget. You know, like sometimes I'd probably go home from here and I'd be bleeding, going about my day, doing a few bits, and I'd feel mad weak. And it'd be 6 o'clock and I'd go, oh, I haven't ate yet. I have to rush to get food, do you get me? Now, I ate late last night, to be fair, because I was in the gym late. I ate at about 10:30 last night, so it's not really that bad.
Next question from Laura. If a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, the future, or anything, what would you want to know? So we'll just say one thing.
So give us examples.
Crystal ball, anything in the future, you could ask it, where will I live in 15 years? What would my job be?
I wouldn't have my bank.
But you can only find out one thing.
Right.
So all the other surrounding information will remain a mystery.
That's the best question we ever got. Get up, Laura. It would have to be money in your bank, boys. Just to see where you're at. Could be 50p. Could be 5 mil.
You could have a small amount of money in your bank account.
And have like mansion. 4 gaffs.
Yeah, you could have 4 gaffs and loads of
assets. All the bleeding billionaires don't have a euro in the bank. All that money's tied up.
It's all money.
It's all assets.
It's all worth it.
Yeah.
Worth this.
It's all figuratively.
Isn't that on? Do you ever get that? The worth this.
Yeah.
What's that mean? Has he got it or not?
That's why I don't get, like, Elon Musk is worth like 300 billion, but like 150 billion of that is stock. But if he starts selling that stock, it's going to make the rest of the stock price go down. Mm-hmm. So it's all just a fugazi. Do you like that word? Do you like that one, Terry?
Yeah, bro.
You can use that, pal. Fugazi, fugazi, it's not fucking real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boys,
what a saying.
Yeah. Arthur.
McGinty!
Lads, here's a question. You have to name your child after something in Ireland. What are you naming the child?
After something in Ireland.
So you could name it Crow Patrick.
Bank Holiday Monday.
Your Bank Holiday Monday O'Brien.
Yeah. BHMOB. No.
Liar, yeah.
BHMOB, Terry.
Calvin, think of something else.
I'm calling the Bank Holiday. Promise you. No. Spice Bags.
Crow Patrick Power doesn't sound too bad either.
Yeah, but like you can just call them Patrick.
Oh yeah, no, Patrick.
So you're going on as if there's no one out there in Ireland, named Patrick.
No, but an Irish thing, do you get me, is what it is.
Yeah, but do you not think you're wasting your opportunity by saying Croke Patrick? It's just Patrick.
No, he said Croke Patrick.
Arthur's kept this one very vague.
Fuck you, Arthur.
Something he just said.
Spoya Power.
Liffey Power.
Shannon Power.
Liberty no. Hall Power. Poolbeg Power.
Poolbeg Power.
Power. I like that, but
it's a good one. I like that one on. Ring a Kerry. No. See, it's hard because you don't want to put like a name in it. So, like Croke Patrick. Patrick's already used. Ring a Kerry. Kerry's already used. Giants Causeway O'Brien.
No. Belfast O'Brien.
M50 Power. Power's just a great second name, isn't it?
Pity about fucking Tardance. Yeah, my man could have picked Atom, boys. Atom with power would have been good.
Southside power. That's a ring to it, doesn't it?
Have a ring to
Claire says, I've been working lots this year with people from the north, and to put it blatantly, cultures, and I've had many experiences where I'm talking and I've been stopped and someone has said, what does that word mean? For example, a group from the north didn't understand what the word poxy meant. When I told them, they looked at me like I had 12 heads. So my suggestion is asking listeners what words use as proper Dublin townies say that they don't understand, find funny, or that has a different meaning where they come from.
Do we not use any words that you find different now?
Gickna is definitely one that I would never have used.
Yeah. Did someone ever sit you down and say, this is what a gickna is?
No, I picked up pretty quickly.
Not rocket science, bro.
Come here. Do you ever go down like the pigeon rabbit hole? And your friends ever keep pigeons? Like that's oh. Checker poya. So pigeon. Yeah. And you're like, fuck that, mate. It's a pigeon.
The world of international competitive pigeon racing.
Oh, serious. Serious money.
Money in a boy.
Serious, yeah. Money in a. Serious upkeeping them as well, though. Yeah. It's
millions for the world's most expensive pigeon.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
millions.
How fast is a pigeon, Terry?
45 miles an hour.
Calvin, how fast is a pigeon?
20 miles an hour.
Hell, that was fast, guess. If we got it right, though, yeah, the tortoise is a genius, huh?
36 kilometers.
The fastest recorded speed for a racing pigeon is 92.5 miles an hour.
What?
How is that possible, though? How was that possible now?
It's not 92.
It's 45, isn't it?
It's 110.
Miles an hour. So what's that, about 160 kilometres?
157 kilometres.
Yeah.
That is from GuinnessWorldRecords.com.
Fake news. What words are we using? You know what word I hate? I know it's about Dublin, but this is a word that they use in Wexford. It's queer. It means like very. Like queer good, queer bad, queer funny. You know, I went to see Chris Kent the other night. It was queer funny, they'd say. And they were like, just say very, will you? What words do we use?
Frandra.
Frandra is one.
Yeah.
That's good,
yeah.
You were only telling someone about this.
Yeah.
That we didn't even realise we were saying that wrong until we met you.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you're saying it wrong. I think it's a completely different word.
Come out. But you know what's so funny about the whole thing? It's the contrast of we only know them from the flats.
Yeah.
Where a real one, you'd only get like posh houses.
Yeah.
And I've never come across, like, I could talk to somebody who had a great upbringing in a big house, went to a private school, and they wouldn't even know where it is. And they're like, I've never heard of that. A veranda, even. They don't even know what a veranda is. And I'm like, are you for real? We have Frandras in the flats.
They probably thought that flats were a deck, though.
Yeah. And it's mad because you walk up onto the balcony, yeah? That's where our front door is, and then out the back is onto the Frandra. That's where you hang out washing.
Yeah.
Yeah, madness, isn't it?
Frandra, yeah, that was one that Neil pulled us up on. You were like, what the fuck?
We blew your mind with that.
Yeah.
Do you know anyone that has got a Frandra? Like a real Frandra?
Like a balcony?
No, I don't think it actually is. It's a bit more than that, isn't it?
I think it means more than that.
I think it's like a terrace, isn't it?
I think that's what our Frandra is.
It's just a balcony. The thing was about 2 foot wide, 6 foot length. If you had two people standing on it, it was claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Veranda here is just like an awning going out from the side of the house.
Oh. Is it, yeah?
Nothing like the balcony in the flats. Nothing.
As I said, me and Terrence only met each other 20 minutes ago and we're from different flats and we both call them Frandrits.
Yeah.
Maybe they were. Maybe it's in the blueprints. You're getting a 2-bedroom with a Frandra.
Remember Amy was slagging us? We were talking about people from town, and I was like, nah, that's your neck of the woods. And he was like, nah, this person's from your neck of the woods. And she's like, it's all just town.
Yeah,
we were like, no, it's not.
Yeah. I know what that was because we were talking about someone, yeah. And I was like, is he from up your way? And you were like, no, he's from down your way. And I was like, I don't think he is. And she was like, he's living the same area,
yeah. Yeah, I don't know, it's a tough one on the spot. On
see, the thing as well is, we're talking to people from our circles a lot. You need to have an outsider come in and be like, what are you on about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm desensitised at this stage.
You're right. You're an honorary scumbag. Like, genuinely.
Kieran asks, lads, any update in the films? Has Terry watched anything good recently? And has Owen watched The Equalizer yet?
Come on, I'll let you answer first.
Coming from me now, are they? No, I haven't. on Netflix. I think it's Netflix. Does it have Equalizer 2?
Yeah, so listen to me. Equalizer.
I'm going to find Equalizer 1.
Equalizer 2 is better than Equalizer 1.
Yeah, but surely I have to see the first one, no?
No, I don't think that's... I don't think they are follow-ups, like.
How?
I think they're three different missions.
Yeah, but same guy, yeah?
Same. Denzel, bro.
Yeah.
Equalizer 2 is the best out of three of them. But Equalizer 3 was good.
So they're completely interchangeable?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That doesn't...
No, there's three.
Only three.
The first one's not great. So if you watch the first one, you're probably going to be like, ugh. It's good, but Equalizer 2, boys, the money shot.
Okay.
Watch that film, Twisters, boys.
Seeing the pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's good.
What's the plot?
They chase Twisters.
And that's it?
There's people that actually do that.
Yeah, though. I know, but that's what I'm saying. I don't see how you make a film about it. Like, oh my God, there's a tornado. All right, let's go towards it. And you like sound.
Because obviously, like, there's a story to it and all. Like, it's fucking...
Because intense. In the first one, that's all that is. They're just following this.
Have you ever seen Panic Room? I seen that years ago and I fucking loved the boys. And then I rewatched it the other night and I thought it was absolutely horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I couldn't wait to watch it. I was like, when you see this film, I seen this years ago. I remember it was unbelievable. And I watched it, I was like, that is shite.
Forest Whitaker's in that, isn't he?
Is that the fella with the eye?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what's a little film?
What?
Phone Booth with Colin Farrell. Oh,
little film.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
And then the other one where they bomb on the train.
You think it's Speed?
Or something.
What?
A Speed, yeah.
That's on the it. Bus?
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Train, like, he's on the 46A. Going down the Nadia. that's lethal as well. If he goes under the yoke.
Under the Speed, yeah. Under four.
Boom.
Wherever it is.
Lethal, boy.
Last question from Lynn.
From who?
Lynn.
Lynn, all right, Lynn.
Lynn wants to know, would you rather live in a palace where you have a full staff waiting on you every moment of the day?
Yeah.
But... regardless of the distance, every journey you take has to be by rollerblade. or you live in a terraced house in Kerry, but you get flown or driven, again, depending on the distance, everywhere in either a luxury spaceship or a luxury car. You've only got two options.
Ah, you're living down in Dingle, aren't you?
I hate the rollerblades, bro.
You get the car or the
no,
spaceship.
But I mean, what about the rollerblades in the palace?
Not having it.
No. You'd be pretty good after a couple of weeks.
Imagine, yeah, you have to go to Belfast. Oh, hang on, I rollerblade up the M1 there.
Bollocks, yeah. I was thinking, like, it's going to be a cunt getting out of bed and going to Jack's. Go, like, go to Belfast, bro. I can imagine me rollerblading up the keys, boys, on my way overhead.
Yeah, that's grand. From Marconi to Stony Battle, yeah, I'd rollerblade that, no problem, pal. Imagine you had to go to Wexford or something. Do you know what I mean? Fuck that.
Leaving 5 days beforehand.
Oh, mate, your calves would be in a jocker. And all the gravel on the roads and all, do you know what I mean? Nightmare trying to rollerblade and all that.
Forget the roads. What if he goes to a festival again?
You rollerblade to the festival, no?
Then you got to walk through the mud in his rollerblades.
You're not going to walk around, no?
No.
Ah, that doesn't count.
Every journey, it says. Regardless of distance.
Walking around counts as a journey.
What would you call it?
Walking around. So going from the kitchen to the sitting room counts as a journey?
It didn't specify car journey, bus journey, plane journey, journey. Journey, journey.
Yeah. Don't stop believing, journey. Yeah, now I'm taking the gaff from Kerry.
I'm going with the palace, bro.
Rocking up in a spaceship then. Imagine that though. Imagine me like, what's that noise? The ground is shaking me getting out in a lorry.
Yeah, what's the crack like?
Will I get clamped when this show?
Okay. There you go.
Tune in next week.
Send films, Terry.
Send what?
Send films.
To who?
You.
Really, send films then.
Recommendations to terrypenis@gmail.com.
Send any questions, dilemmas, debates, conspiracies. To talk on bollocks.
Food recommendations.
Whatever you fucking want. They don't give a rat anymore.
Recipes.
Talk on bollocks at goloudnow.com.
Have you seen the kneecap film?
Shut up, Bam.
Boom. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Tell your body okay. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that. The hip knocker.